Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. Once again, we welcome you to another exciting, explosive, expository edition of our now thrice weekly presentation live here on Radio Biafra on each and every of our platforms, radiating this very gospel of truth to the ends of this very earth. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you who are listening from Seychelles, because today I can announce to the whole world that we have another family in the Seychelles. If you have joined us this very evening, you should be able to listen to us via my Facebook page, a persecuted and a suppressed page, the same thing they have now taken to my Twitter account and every other social media platform that we're on. We are transmitting live and direct on our newest app, IPOB Community Radio. I want everybody to download IPOB Community Radio on their listening device, because this very broadcast is live on that very platform. We are on Radio Biafra, which happens to be on satellite. We are on FM in Biafra land, and a whole host of other mediums as well, through which you can listen to us as we embark upon this very ceaseless propagation of the gospel of truth and that of redemption. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet Earth. I am the director of Radio Biafra and Biafra Television. And by that singular virtue and the special grace of the Most High Elohim, of course, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome each and every one of you. Your pen and paper is very, very important. If you want to learn, if you wish to study, if you wish to be tutored, if you have the desire to be enlightened, here is where you must belong. I want to make it abundantly clear to all of our enemies that we are unstoppable. It doesn't matter what you do. The more you try to suppress us, the more many people would want to participate and partake in what we are doing. This evening will not be an exception. I welcome each and every one of you. And we are going to pray. This prayer is what I pray every blessed day of my life. I have been praying it now for nearly 4 years. Every blessed day I pray this very prayer. And this evening we are going to pray it for the grace and the mercy of the Most High to be upon us, those of us that have been chosen to do this very work, this very divine and importantly glorious work to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. Sometimes they wonder where we get our brevity from. Sometimes they wonder, of course, where we get our conviction from. Sometimes they wonder where we get our inspiration from. Today, as always, even our detractors, are going to testify that Elohim the Most High, Chukwukikabiamah, is with us. Please, you will bow down your heads wherever you are, that we may pray. Before I came on air, somebody said that some people ignorantly and foolishly say to themselves they are not of the Hebraic family, they are not Jewish, but they kneel down, they bow down to call upon the same God of Israel. Ignorance is indeed a disease, and this evening we pray for Chukwukikabiamah to give us common sense, to give us discerning spirit, to give us the ability to discern and to reason, to give us that very rare gift to understand, absorb, and cherish the truth. Our Father who art in heaven, the Most High, Chukwukikabiamah Prominyanina, your children are gathered all over this very planet in more than 160 countries and territories. to partake and to participate in this gospel of renewal that you have placed in their hearts, that they may know the truth and that truth will set them free. We have no other God apart from thee. We do not worship nor bow down before any idol made by man or any flesh, because those that will worship you will do so in truth and in spirit. The eyes of man cannot see you, because you are the beginning and the end. You existed before time commenced. That is why you are the Lord of hosts of all the heavens and the earth. And there is none like thee. We do not compare thee with anything that you have made, because you are an awesome and mighty God, and we give you every praise and every adoration. Hurry up, O Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, to deliver us. Make haste to help us, your children, because you are our Maker. Let all of them be put to shame and confounded that come after your children, those that sought to spill blood in Enugu and elsewhere in Biafra land, the Janjaweed, the Fulani horde. Let them be chased backwards and be put to confusion, all of them that wish to destroy IPOB. Let them be turned back to the Sahel from whence they came. Let their reward be their shame, all of them who laugh at your children. Let all those of us who seek thee, who are glad and who rejoice in your mercy in our lives, all of us in IPOB, this noble family, every Biafran family on this very earth, those of us that love thy salvation, for always we are going to say, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name, for you are magnified, O Heavenly Father. We are poor and very needy. You will make haste to come and deliver your children, because you are omnipresent. You are our help and our deliverer. You are our Lord, our God, Elohim Adonai El Shaddai. Please do not delay. Come and deliver your children and set us in the land that you promised our ancestors, because we have returned to thee and to thee alone. Biafra shall know only thee, you the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, that the world may know that we are blessed, that in Africa did you ordain that light shall come upon the whole of this very earth through your children, Biafra. This we pray in your holy name and no other, now and forevermore. He say, we have called upon heaven. As the sons of men that we are, we must proceed to preach this very gospel that heaven itself ordained must be preached on this very day, the second day of September in the year of Most High Elohim 2020. The time now is approximately 14 minutes past the top of the hour, 14 past 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, a land that is blessed. The only land on this very earth where in less than 40 miles there is abundance of coal, abundance of natural gas, abundance of crude oil. The only place on this very earth. Because we are blessed. Extremely blessed. And Iguacha is working this evening. Our relay station in Iguacha is working. They should tune in and also be able to participate as well. We are going to preach this very gospel as Chukwukika Abiyama intended. This evening we are going to start with a very distressing, a very debilitating, and a very worrying news. Because the Fulani Janjaweed, with their jihadist tendencies, are hell-bent on executing, eliminating, and exterminating Biafrans wherever they can find him. Therefore, this evening, if you have a relative in the Zulu army, in the Nigerian army, if you have any Biafran of any ethnic coloration or clan in the Zulu army, more so if they are Igbo and they are combatant soldiers and they are related to you, from this very minute, you better start looking for them, be they male or female. Because the report we are getting about their condition is not very good. Our intelligence on the ground in the various barracks in the northern part of the Zoological Republic that Britain created has confirmed that they are redeploying all Biafrans in the Zulu army and taking them to Borno to face certain death. They are now assembling Biafran soldiers from all the formations that they have in the Zulu, including 82 Division in Enugu and also the military barracks in Ebonyi State. They are rounding up our people and transferring them to the north, where we got intel this very evening before I came on air. People in my Malari barracks in Maiduguri are reporting that Igbo soldiers in the Nigerian army are being headed like a bunch of cattle into Black Maria and driven away. Where they are taking them to, nobody knows. What I'm telling you tonight is happening at Brigadier My Malari barracks in Maiduguri. It is the huge army cantonment there. They are killing our people as I'm addressing you this night. It is happening in the north. If you have a relative, if you have anybody serving in the Zulu army, please, I beg of you, look for them now, not tomorrow morning, because tomorrow may be too late. Today, this afternoon, at 82 Division in Enugu, the commanding officer of that 82 Division rounded up all Biafran-born soldiers serving under his command and ordered them to be marched out into the parade ground and to be sat on the floor, all of them. They sat them on the floor. Last week, they were disarmed following the killing of unarmed Biafran youths in Emene. After killing our people, most of our Biafran brothers who are serving at 82 Division complained about what happened. They disarmed all of them, put some of them in the guard room. Today, they have rounded them up, brought them out this afternoon, sat them on the ground inside 82 Division in Enugu. We counted nearly 30 chartered vehicles. These are Hummer buses. They were seen inside the barracks with our brothers sitting on the floor in readiness to be transferred to Maiduguri. They are taking them to Maiduguri, where they will be ambushed by their fellow Fulani terrorists. Because mind you, every military formation in Biafra land, is headed by people who are not Biafrans. So their intention is to kill, including the Solomon Babatunde, you know, Hafia, that rounded up our people on Sunday and wanted to execute them until we came on air and told the world what was happening. On Monday, they hastily drove them to State CID, you know, and handed them over to the police. If not, they would have executed all of them. This evening, we are placing the whole world on alert. If you have a relative who serves in any of the infantry divisions of the Zulu, in the military police, be rest assured. If you don't recall them to come back to you, between now and the weekend, they are dead people. Because as I speak to you, they are being rounded up and executed in the north. Where they are taking them to is where Boko Haram will make a mincemeat of them. That is what is happening. If you have anybody serving in 82 Division in Enugu, you better start mourning now. You better map out where you are going to bury that person if you are lucky to get their dead bodies back. Because what is happening in Enugu is atrocious. Made worse by the infusion of Fulani Janjaweed blood in our DNA. That is the worst thing that's ever happened to our people. We are living in a very dangerous time. The crop of leadership we have now is the worst we have ever encountered in living memory. In fact, some will go as far as saying that those you have now in so-called positions of leadership are the very worst that our land can ever, ever produce. We are in difficulties, and very sadly, those of them you call your leaders are colluding with the enemy. They are working with the enemy to destroy the very fabric, the very basic foundation upon which everything we are as a people rests upon. I want the whole world to also know that when DSS is busy messing themselves up, that we are aware of what they are planning and what they are doing. I want to ask, or basically let me tell the DSS director, whatever the idiot may be, tonight, that there is no plan you make that we are not privy to. There is no arrangement you're planning to unleash against Biafrans that we are not aware of. We are aware of everything, what is happening, your plans, and how you intend to execute them. Therefore, I want DSS to know that we IPOB are fully aware of all their plans to move their Fulani murderous officers from the north in disproportionate numbers into our land to start what they themselves, DSS, have referred to as the mass arrest and intimidation of IPOB. In other words, the Fulani Janjaweed are bringing a new brand of terrorism with their DSS into our land in the hope of harassing us sufficiently enough in their thinking for us to abandon our agitation. How foolish, how naive, how hopeless they are. They must ask their fellow Janjaweed idiots in the army and police what life is like now for them in and around Biafra land, Enugu to be very precise. Before you plan any of this your nonsense to come down and start your mass arrest, I want the DG of DSS to phone the army at Enugu and ask them how far. Call the police and ask them how far. Before you put your head into what you don't know about. Because you will be consumed in Biafra land. You will be consumed. There is nowhere you will go to make an arrest and you will go free. It is impossible. I'm saying it so you can copy it. Those of you that work for Britain, those of you who are professional petition writers, I want you to cut out this very clip. Send it to Trump, send it to Pompeo, send it to everywhere that I have been to lobby and to agitate for Biafra, to go and make the case for Biafra. Tell them is what Nnamdi Kanu said. If DSS comes to our land, they will pay the same price that their counterparts are paying today. We are waiting for you. We are aware of all your stupid village plans. That can work elsewhere. Or maybe before last week's Sunday, but not anymore. DSS, not anymore. You people are terrorists in uniform. You people have come to help the Janjaweed Fulani Caliphate, the Cabal, to Islamize, to Fulanize everybody. In Biafra land, it will not work. Before you bring the idiots down from the north, I want you to ask 82 Division in Enugu and the police in Enugu what life is like for them now. Then they will tell you how serious we are. Before, you never knew. But now you know. Ask your fellow idiots in the army what life is like for them now in and around Biafra land, they will tell you. Before you come and put your own head in it, in what you don't know. You want to come to Biafra land to abduct our coordinators? We are waiting for you. Come now. Come and abduct. Come, let Britain give you all the intelligence you need. Come and abduct. You think because In the late 60s and 70s, you fathered some idiots, some bastards in Biafra land. Because of that, you have informants. Come, you will not see those informants. You cannot see them. Come and arrest. There are mad people everywhere. Come and abduct our people. We are waiting for you. Very soon, you will hear, DSS, you will hear from us. Very, very soon. One thing to get, you will hear from us. Then you will know how serious we are. You don't have to look for us. We'll come and look for you. If death cannot stop us, look at all the people we have lost in this very effort, including my own parents. If death cannot stop us, what do you think your useless arrest, what difference do you think it will make? Before you can come and kill and get away with it, we'll just lament and complain and write letters of petition, we protest and that's it. Now come, you will die there. You will die in that place. Forget all that nonsense you do in the afternoon. You use the siren in the afternoon. Come out at night and we'll show you. Mad people everywhere. You think it's only you that has monopoly over violence? Thunderfire all of you and your supporters. All the idiots supporting one Nigeria. I don't give a damn who you are. The color of your skin can go to hell with you. I don't give a damn. Anybody who comes to Biafra land to kill will be killed. There are mad people everywhere. Come and arrest now, idiot Janjaweed. You have not arrested Fulani Headsmen. You don't arrest Miet Yala. The fourth most deadly terrorist group in the whole world, Miet Yala. You don't arrest them. They are legitimate stakeholders in your useless government. You don't arrest bandits, do you? How many terrorists have you ever convicted? How many have you invited? All the nonsense coming out of the mouth of the idiot that calls himself the Secretary General of Miet Yala. How many times, I'm asking DSS, have you invited that fool to come and see you? None. They claim they own Benue State as right of conquest. They pillage, they rape, they kill, they loot. Nothing happens to them. You want to bring those idiots to come to Biafra land. Come now and arrest. Let's see. You planned it for the 17th of September, so we know. You plan to come and arrest, mass arrest, and it's a direct instruction to all volunteers everywhere. If you see them coming, allow them to come in. There's no escape way. Every vehicle they come with must be burnt to the ground and all of them destroyed in the process. Mad people everywhere. You think it is like before? We cry and we write to EU, we write to UN, and nothing happens. Come and arrest, let's see you. Mad. And you hear from us, so we don't even have to wait for you to come. You will hear from us. That I can assure you. You are going to hear from us. Be rest assured. You hear from us. Mad people, that nonsense you people have been muttering, and I want the whole world to know. Here was a peaceful people, agitating peacefully. You came and started killing them. Because you kill, nothing happens. You kill, nothing happens. You think you can go on killing. You and all of you saboteurs, all you so-called politicians, the governors, all of you planning with DSS, we know all of you. You will pay a very heavy price. I'm saying it in public that the whole world may bear me witness. That is how I operate. I tell you what I'm going to do before I do it. I warned army in Enugu what was going to happen is happening to them. I warned police what was going to happen and is happening to them. Take me and put me anywhere. Idiot. When you come to kill people, you will die in our land. Ask army and police how life is for them. They will tell you. And the day we get stabbed up, any day we grab you, we catch you, we set an example with you that any ear that hears about it will vibrate. All of you idiots, collecting 50,000 naira from your parents' relative, answering Biafran names, answering Igbo names, some of you. The day we catch you, we will set an example with you that the world may know how serious we are. Fools everywhere. We are waiting for you. Come. Come with your petty village plan. We are ready. We know who your informants are. We know who they are, all of them, one after the other. We know them. All the governors that are planning this, we know all of you. If we don't spare the Azu army and police, I'm going to spare you. You are mad. All of you are mad. Now, for all these years, we've been very quiet and very peaceful. Very quiet and peaceful. You never wanted to respect yourselves. That thing you're looking for, you have now gotten it. And we are not going to stop. Never until Biafra becomes free. Never. Any idiot that comes out to campaign for election, for presidency, you see what will happen to you and your entourage. That day you will know how crazy and how mad we are. Because come on, when people try to be gentle with you, you don't understand. Fulani don't understand gentility. They don't understand normalcy. What they want is that useless way they drive their cattle, to drive everybody that way. You can drive other zoo animals that Britain created. You cannot drive, not when I lead IPOB, it cannot happen. Can never happen. All of you mad idiots, including those stupid governors, behaving like a drunken beasts in the brain. Your time is fast approaching. Connive all you like with the enemy. Plan anything you can plan. What we have in store for you, history will remember you by it. Mad people everywhere. You don't want us to have freedom? But Scotland can have freedom, yes? Scotland can have a debate, decide when they want to have their own referendum. Scotland is not depending on Boris Johnson as to the timetable of their referendum. They want to do it themselves. And somebody have cleverly asked, why is it that referendum is good for Scotland and not good for Biafra? Oh, because Scottish people are white. Biafrans are black people. Because Biafrans are in Africa. And Scottish people are in Europe. They have the right to control their own destiny. But people in Africa, we don't have that right. God never gave us that right. We are inferior to white people. That is the thinking. That is why Scotland can come out openly to, not just to agitate, to say to Boris Johnson of England, we want to go our separate ways and we are setting the timetable for it. No one has gone to Scotland to shoot at them. No one has gone to Scotland to kill them. No one has gone to Scotland to arrest. MI5 hasn't gone to Scotland to arrest anybody. MI6 hasn't gone there. Military intelligence, they've not gone there. None. SAS, they're not there. But storming every home of an SNP member. None whatsoever. People ask us, oh, why don't you want to go into politics? I said to them, I told them long time ago, if you allow us to register a nationalist party, then politics is possible, because then you cannot rig election. Because if you do anything with your zoo so-called politics, you rig it, and then you say they have failed. For the idiots that will say, you refuse to participate in elections, how can you compare yourself to SNP? Because it is called Scottish Nationalist Party. Any day you register Biafra Nationalist Party, then you begin to make sense like a human being. Not stupid APC, PDP, useless bunch of corrupt idiots. All of them from top to bottom. You think we don't have any brain? Scotland. Support for Scottish independence has increased over Prime Minister Johnson's slow response to COVID-19 pandemic and anger over UK's decision to leave the EU. Scotland doesn't want to leave the EU. England wanted to leave the EU, then the majority. Now Scotland is saying, since you want to leave the EU, we want to be part of EU, you can go, we are becoming independent. The North wanted Sharia. They got their Sharia. The rest of the South were just there looking like a bunch of idiots as they are, as always. Speaking grammar. Talking rubbish. They have no idea what the meaning is. They not have told you they don't want to be part of you. They have Sharia in the North. If you're still in the North, they try you under Sharia law. They cut off your hand or they hang you. If you exercise your right to free speech, you become a prime candidate for hanging. Is that the type of country you want to belong to? I keep asking people. For me, no. Not for IPOB either. That is why we do what we do. For some of you who are so foolish, you claim, you pretend, you don't know what we are talking about. You pretend you are deaf and dumb. You are blind to the reign of injustice, the institutionalization of greed and criminality. All of you are bearing witness to it. The worst government ever. The worst nepotistic government ever without a head of state. No head of state. No vice president, no chief of army staff, nobody is anywhere. All of you idiots, imbecilically as you are, following sheepishly. Because if you make too much noise, they give you some money. You shut up and start talking rubbish. You think we are like you? All of you are mad. They are a zoo product. Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, has pledged to publish draft legislation for a new Scottish independence referendum, including the question and timing of the vote, before the country's parliamentary election next year. This was the same political arrangement that Britain denied all of you, calling yourself Nigerians. In Scotland, there is devolution. There is regional government. Scotland has their own government. Wales have their own government. England has their own government. Northern Ireland has its own government. But the same arrangement the white man British made for themselves was what Ojukwu went to Aburi to negotiate with Gowon. Britain said no to it. Ask yourself why. The same thing. Now Scotland can determine if they want to be part of the UK or not. But in your own case, they say no. And people have the guts and the temerity, those claiming they're educated, to come out to defend what is in essence indefensible. Indefensible. In the zoo. I asked for Sibajo, they went and photoshopped somebody dancing like Papa Jasko with their legs all twisted up and down. And you keep asking a human being that went to a university, can't you see? Are you blind? Can't you see their legs the way it is? As if they are dancing, what are the latest craze now you have? People are blind. That is why I speak about black people the way I do. Because sometimes our stupidity overflows. I'm telling you the truth. It overflows. Listen, Sturgeon, who heads Edinburgh's pro-independence devolved government, put on hold plans for a second referendum in March to concentrate on the coronavirus. However, the most sustained support for Scottish independence in the modern era has prompted nationalists to renew their push for another vote. The will of the people. This is what democracy is all about. Some of you in Africa and almost all of you in the zoo, you don't know what democracy means. Democracy means the projection of the will of the people through a political process. As simple as that. The people determine what happens to them. Is that filtering into your brains? Because some of you have your PhDs, but you're so stupid. Once you're in the zoo, you are gone. You are brain dead. You cannot fathom. You cannot reason. You can't articulate. You cannot put things together. You are dumb if you're in the zoo. Now listen, Scotland is proving to you that power belongs to the people. They have a devolved government. The same thing that happened in Catalonia, that made America to wonder and to say to EU, I thought you claimed you are advanced and you are in the 21st century. How come you are allowing Spain to be heavy-handed against Catalonia? Are you following? Scotland is about to vote for another. They've tried before. They lost by, I think, a percentage vote or thereabout. They are trying again. This thing that Scotland is debating in the open is the reason why DSS wants to send people to come and kill and to kidnap. And the UK ambassador is there. The woman that in her own country that created that zoo called Nigeria, in her own country, Scotland are allowed to ask for independence. She is in Abuja collecting her own share of the petrodollar to support Fulani evil. When Fulani descend with their army, their police and their DSS, they say nothing. And I want to ask the British High Commissioner to the zoo. I want to ask her a question. Why is it that in Scotland, you have not sent the SAS, which is the elite paratroop division of the army? Why have you not sent MI6 or MI5 to kidnap Nicola Sturgeon? or to storm her home and kill everybody who is there. I want to ask the British High Commissioner in Abuja. I want to let the world understand the depth of the stupidity of black people. I keep saying it all the time. Black people are useless. Completely useless and hopeless. I want to ask this question. Why is it that there is a woman sitting in Abuja as the High Commissioner for Britain? In her own country, people are agitating to be free, and they are going to get it, of course. But she is presiding over the persecution of those who are agitating to be free, like the Scots are. Because in her mind, these are black people. They are monkeys, they are zebras, they are alligators, they are nothing. They have no brain. Only a white person can reasonably ask for independence. It's not meant for black people. You say how we created you. You say in the countries we made. We made you. We created you. Therefore, you are our subject. You are like a commodity to us. We trade you as we will. The woman is in Abuja right now listening to this broadcast. She is the High Commissioner. She is there as Fulani will send their soldiers to go and kill innocent people. She is there. They will send their police to shoot at innocent people who are agitating for their freedom. But in Scotland, nobody does anything of that sort. Hypocrisy of the highest order. And that is what we are here to challenge. And we must challenge it. We must speak the truth. And that truth shall prevail. That truth is going to set everybody free. Including the woman. She's in bondage. In moral bondage. Her conscience is disturbing her. Why do I mention her all the time? Because it was Britain that created the zoo. Nigeria never existed. There was no country called Nigeria. Forget all this nonsense from these Neanderthals, these intellectual dwarfs talking rubbish every blessed day. Nigeria never existed until 1914. Never ever existed. Before the white man came, there was no country in Africa called Nigeria, none whatsoever. So all this nonsense about being a Nigerian is absolute fallacy, pure garbage. Nobody is, and nobody can ever wish to become a Nigerian, only if you're an animal, only if you're a complete fool, which of course, some of them are. Some of them are. Scotland can have independence, but not Biafra. Scots are whites, and Biafrans are from Black Africa. They are not entitled to. That is the brain of a black man. All the idiots saying, oh, unity, one Nigeria, they never ask themselves, why don't you hear about one Britain? Why don't you hear about every day, let Britain unite, let Britain, why don't you hear about such frivolous, idiotic debates? Because England is different from Scotland. The same way that Fulani is different from Hausa, and Hausa is different from Nupe. Nupe is different from Oduduwa. Oduduwa is different from Biafra. All different people. If we have to be together, let us decide on what terms we are coming together. Not a white man from somewhere to come to Africa to say, you, from today, your name is now Nigeria. And in the process, half of Yoruba land is in Benin Republic. Shame doesn't. You people, you have no shame. You know, a black man has no shame. You have no shame. There is no, how can I put it? There is no dignity, there is no honor, there is no pride, nothing. That is why an animal can wake up in the morning and say, I'm a proud Nigerian, I believe in Nigeria, because you're a fool, you have no brain. Something created by people that want to hold you down in perpetual bondage and penury forever and ever. You're subservient to them. You are an animal because they created you. They gave you your name. Your forefathers never came up with the name Nigeria. It was given to you by a white harlot and a drunken one for that matter. That is how foolish you are. With your PhD, with your S, with the whole of the degrees you've acquired, that is how you have been reduced. That despite all your degrees and claim to elitism and intellectualism, you are nothing. You are named by a white woman that has no connection to you, not social, not cultural, not anthropological, absolutely nothing. because you are a product of the imagination of a white woman. That is how low you are. That is how low some of you will remain for the rest of your useless, idiotic lives in this zoo. Anybody who opens his stupid mouth or her mouth to say, I'm a proud Nigerian, to me, you are nothing. You are lower than a vermin. You are nothing. You are complete idiot you are because you cannot reason very well. Can you go to Europe and create a country for them in Europe? Can you, if you claim that God created every man equal, can you go to Europe and create countries in Europe the same way they went to Africa and created countries in Africa? Can you do that? If you cannot do that, then you are not equal to them. When you foolishly come out to say you're a Nigerian and you want to defend Nigeria and you're a Nigerian and you're a proud, you are a fool, a complete idiot you are. Complete idiot. Look at Scotland. People that understand the meaning of education, enlightenment, elitism. Look at what their elites are doing in Scotland for Scottish people. Compare that to the boy you are doing running around Lagos and Abuja. Oh, it's not our turn. No, anybody can have it. All these stupid. Look at your pathetic, wretched lives. And look at Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland. And see what political leadership is all about. Look at your idiocy and your ignorance. And understand that white people have honor and they have dignity. They have pride. That is why it can be fairly argued and convincingly too that black people are inferior. Name the country in Africa that wasn't created by Europeans. And you want respect? You want them to respect you? When your essence, your being, they defined it for you. They told you who you are. You don't know who you are. Useless people everywhere. In Africa. It's good for Scotland, but not good for any other person in Africa. Not good. Not good. And they say UK minister was surprised by Scottish independence referendum. She became surprised hearing it. A British minister said she was surprised by plans for another Scottish independence referendum, given the budget deficit in the country and the economic challenges facing the whole of the United Kingdom after COVID-19 pandemic. A minister. She did not go to BBC or Sky News to start saying, oh, he's a treasonable felon. You must arrest Nicola Sturgeon. You must send the Air Force to go and bomb all of them. Send the army. Our boys are there. Did they say that? Because they're civilized. I want to let you understand the difference between a black person and a white person. In 21st century, a minister of state for Britain is saying, oh, we are surprised. We are not expecting Scottish people to go for independence, given, the state of the economy. And the fact that we've all just come out of the COVID-19 pandemic nonsense. Nobody sent Air Force or bomber jets to Scotland to go and bomb anybody. That tells you all you need to know about black people. You will hear somebody come out on Channel TV, go and bomb them, they are miscreants. So Nicola Sturgeon is not a miscreant, you see. She is not a miscreant. All the people that belong to SNP, they are not miscreants. But any other person agitating for freedom in the zoo that Britain themselves created is a miscreant. Do you see how foolish black people are? We are very, very foolish, I'm telling you. Sometimes I wonder why God even bothered creating black people. So I am beside myself with rage each time I think about how stupid black people are. The inability of a human being to reason. I cannot fathom it. I cannot understand it. And that is why I do not condone nor excuse it. Never, ever, ever will never do it. Never. Kosovo, free. Bosnia and Herzegovina, free. Czech Republic separated from Slovakia, no problem. Soviet Union dissolved, no problem. Ukraine is now independent. Macedonia is independent. They are all whites, all in Europe. Also, I say Euro-Asia, all in Europe. So there is, it's nice for them to be free. But the same EU that made sure that Yugoslavia no longer exists, that Bosnia is free, that Croatia is free, the same EU, when it comes to Africa, it is double standard. Oh yes, you can campaign for nationalism or for one man, one vote, but you don't have the right to be free. That was why a man wrote in 1968 that what Ojukwu did was the first attempt at genuine freedom in Africa. A white man wrote in 1968 that the Declaration of Biafra was the first and only genuine attempt to create a truly African nation. The rest were operating on what he called flag independence. They give you one flag and you're there talking rubbish. Your life, your fate is in London and in Paris or elsewhere, and that's it. If you make noise, they kill you. They send the assassins to go and kill you. And your brother will gladly take over from you. Once they assassinate you, oh, your brother will quietly come up and be jumping. And all of you idiots in Africa, you follow the same fool. That is why Africa is doomed. Britain, no fighter bombers to Scotland. They talk, they dialogue. But in the zoo that they created, kill, pursue, army, 82 division, 89 division, fire them, pursue them, kill, kill, kill. And when we retaliate, idiots will be talking nonsense. Oh, they took our guns, bring it back. Go and take the gun now. Let's see. Mad people everywhere. Stupid idiots everywhere. Because you don't like gentility. You don't like people who are gentle. Because in 1929, Britain came. Our mothers rioted. And they killed our mothers in Aba. No inquiry, nothing happened. Nobody took Britain to court. Nobody sued them to pay for damages. They killed our moms, and that was it. Because nothing happened. I want to tell you that history has a very funny way of repeating itself. I want you to go and Google 1929 Aba Women's Riot. It wasn't even a riot. It was a protest. They killed. I want to let the whole world understand that this idea of anytime there is dissent in Biafra, you shoot them, they learned it from Britain. Britain taught them that you see these people, these stubborn Igbo people, you can kill them and nothing will happen. We are there. We killed them in 1929. Nothing happened. In Aba, they killed our mothers. Nothing happened. You have people say, oh, I'm a PhD holder. I went to Princeton. I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. All rubbish. Pure bunkum. Their mothers were killed. They never asked questions. In 1947, our mothers again came out in Enugu protesting about the sacking of their husband at coal mine in Enugu. Coal mine, Enugu. Britain once again opened fire. And nothing happened. It is there. I want you to understand the reason why Britain can never talk. The reason why they want us all dead. I want you to understand this. That the hatred that Britain has towards Biafra, towards Igbos in particular, is natural. It's a natural hatred. And they gave us Anglican Church. These are the idiots that gave us Anglican Church. That we go and we pray. And we pay money to and they send it to Canterbury. The same people, they hate us, they despise us, they cannot stand us, I'm telling you. If there is any poison to use to eliminate us from the face of the earth, they will do it gladly. They gave us Anglican Church, but they support Fulani to Islam to come and kill you. Is that making any sense? Anglican Church means English Church, Church of England. They gave us Bible Church. Yet the hatred was so deep in 1929 Britain killed us. 1947 they opened fire in Enugu on unarmed people. Always they planned the genocide and we lost 5 million people and counting. Hatred, pure hatred. What we are asking for is exactly the same thing that Scotland is asking for. Nobody is killing them. Nobody is poisoning them. But in the zoo, Britain will support Fulani. Go and kill. We are there. There is no problem. We will talk to America. America will listen to us. This is our area of influence. Go and kill them. And they will rush. They will come. They will go to Emene. They will kill. They go to Mpo. They kill. National High School, but they kill. They went to Mbiama River and Bayelsa, they killed. They went to Iguacha, Trump Rally, they killed. They came to my house, they slaughtered. Britain is saying to them, we are here, we are the British, nothing will happen. Nigeria belongs to us. Fulani, go and kill anybody you like. Form as many terrorist groups as you like. Nothing will happen. That is why today, Fulani is boasting of 7 terrorist groups. 7 formed by Fulani. 7. Nobody is killing them or bombing them. Nobody. But if you talk about freedom from this Fulani madness, they send people to kill you. And the Fulefus that claim they went to school will support the persecution of their own people. That is why no Sabo will go free. God is, instead of Sabo to go free, let Biafra not come. Instead of one single saboteur to go free, let Biafra not come. They will pay dearly for it. Every saboteur will pay very dearly for their crimes against our people. Britain has been killing us. No problem. They can kill and slaughter. There is no problem. The same thing they handed over to Hausa. Hausa can kill. That's why the idiotic Yoruba man, Solomon Babatunde, thinks that he can also join the killing. You don't have your barracks. Today, they are sending our people to Maiduguri to go and kill them. Nobody to speak for them. This is the worst set of leadership I've ever seen in the history of our people. I have studied our people very well. The very worst. Ezekiel was bad, but this is the very worst of the worst. Idiots everywhere. They want to be respected. They're called. And I said I will never insult them, but if you leave them, their stupidity is so much, if you leave them, they become even worse. They are useless. All of them, they are useless. Completely useless. Nobody condemned the killing of our people. That was why Britain was in Lagos engineering against Ojukwu on Aburi, and Aburi failed. The same Aburi that Britain is running on Confederation. Wales has a parliament. Scotland has have their own parliament. Nobody said, oh, you must go by constituency. No. As they are doing now with IG of police and Amoteku, you know, it must be local. No region. Why do you want to deny people their own identity? An identity that predates even England. Oduduwa existed before England. Biafra existed before England was formed by William the Conqueror from Normandy. For those of you who don't know history, was it not 1066? When was England formed? I keep asking. We have been existing for Ndibo from time. Nobody even knows the time. That is why they are called Ndibo, the ancient of the ancients. Very old people. Nobody knows. And you want to subject, or should I say subjugate, that very rich culture and heritage. Very rich culture and heritage. You want to subjugate it to the garbage, the nonsense that they have given to you. What does that tell you about who you are? What does that tell you about who you are? I'm asking you. You know nothing. Here you learn. Here we scramble your brain and reset it how God intended it to be in the first place, so you can reason like a human being. Some of you don't reason very well. That is why your lives can never be the same. It can never ever be the same once you listen to us. Never again. They were against Biafra. Why was Britain against Aburi? Do you know why? The same Aburi they are practicing. The same devolution, the same regions. Nobody is saying to Welsh people, you cannot be Welsh, you must be British. Nobody is saying to Scottish people, you must be British, not Scottish. No. But in the zoo, they encourage Fulani to wipe away. When Fulani is busy wiping away your own identity, they are busy establishing their own. They are busy establishing their own. Some of you cannot reason. You have no brain, you cannot reason very well. This UG black people, as useless as ever. Useless to the core. People are hopeless. How about 2014 Jonathan's confab? They were against it. Anything that will give freedom to the people, Britain will be against it. They are against it. Anything that will bring liberation, so you can reason like it. No, they will say no. They will go to Fulani. Oh, why don't you sell DG, DSS? Send your boys to go and kill them. We are there. BBC will not talk about it. We'll make sure that CNN won't cover it. After all, go and give them some money. They will go, they will bribe BBC, they will give money to CNN, they give money to Zuckerberg or Facebook. They say, suppress them. All the way to even Twitter. Do you know if you search for the name Mazen Namdekanu on Twitter, you don't see it? Are you aware of that? Do you know if you go to Facebook and search for my name, Mazen Namdekanu, they give you all the fake pages that DSS created? Are you aware of that? Ask yourself, why, if we are inconsequential, we are nobody, why would even Twitter accept money to, if you search for Mazen Namdekanu, you cannot see it. It's an assignment, go and try, you'll see. You can't see my name on Twitter, but I'm on Twitter. I've been stuck on 498,000 for nearly 3 months on Facebook. But they send me things that say, oh, look at how many people that liked your page. It doesn't reflect. Are you aware of that? Ask yourselves why all these things are happening. Then you understand the level of conspiracy we are battling against. That is why we have gone for full frontal. We are exposing everything and every truth. Let heaven be the judge of us all. It's always about oil. Always about oil. Iraqi invasion was about oil. Tony Blair is there. He's writing to MBA. Idiots are MBA. This was a man that I voted for in 1997. I voted for him. I voted for Tony Blair. Thinking he was a human being. Look, he went to the same thing that the same Labour Party. It was the Labour Party in 1967 that said we would kill every Biafran rather not have oil. Access to Biafran oil. Because we created you. We told you the use of oil. We are Britain. If Ojukwu, once they came to Ojukwu and Ojukwu said, no, I'm not going to, the oil goes to the people. They said, okay, we'll see. They went to Fulani, and Fulani said, take the oil, take everything, kill them as well. And they made that deal. That was when they made the pact. We take the oil and gas, you take the land and graze your cattle as you wish. That is why Britain will never ever condemn Fulani. Impossible. They can kill, Fulani can slaughter everybody. Britain will never ever raise an eyebrow. Never. Now you understand it. Because Ojukwu said, had Ojukwu said, yes, you can take our oil, there will be no problem. The same Labour Party, the same government in England, and they went to war over oil. And it's not like the UK doesn't have oil, or that they're not blessed with human ingenuity. This is a country that the first agricultural revolution, industrial revolution, all happened in England. Adam Smith is from Scotland. That British Isle blessed intelligent people, blessed brave people. They are warriors, brave, intelligent. Why they love stealing petty things that don't matter is beyond me. Look at Germany. Germany doesn't steal from anybody. They're an industrial powerhouse. Do you know that the economy of California, one state in America, is bigger than that of Britain? Because Britain, over the years, instead of developing their capacity, their natural, God-given intellect to make things happen, to manufacture, they relied on stealing. Stealing oil from Africa. Stealing natural produce from Africa. Look at them today. California has a bigger economy than Britain. Go and check. Is there? Go and check. Because they abandoned the grace that God gave them to be pursuing poor, wretched, idiotic African countries, impoverishing them, thinking that that way they will be on top, but they're not on top anymore. They're no longer on top. There was a report that came out, they can no longer even challenge China. They cannot. They cannot. And that is what happens when you spend your life stealing from poor people. Oil. We lost 5 million people. Over 5 million people. Britain. 1929, we're not going to pay a tax. They killed us in Aba. 1946, coal is our own. In Enugu, they killed us because of our coal. Our own natural product. They killed us because of it. Now you understand, don't you? You understand? That is why they want to suppress the news. They want people that some idiots are today, apart from Jibril and Facebook suppressing you, what are that news? Have you brought one idiot, one cook? He wrote. And I was laughing at them. If we are not potent, why do you think that Twitter and Facebook will spend their time trying to suppress or hide who we are? Why do you think they're doing it? All my social media handles are suppressed. You search for me on Twitter, you cannot see me. If you search on Facebook, you will not see me. Because Facebook and Twitter, and they collect money, and they say, oh, useless African people. There is this madman from Africa always broadcasting and talking and insulting everybody. That's what they will say. They won't tell them the truth. Even today, I posted something today on my page. They said they are banning me and restricting my page. They wrote and said, we are restricting your page because you wrote something that a few criminal journalists in the zoo said is not true. Of which we are taking them to court in America for that anyway. Let them come and explain. And I asked them, I showed them the pictures of the person they claim is Buhari. I said, which one did you take money from? Facebook. Who did you take money from? And how much? That is, these are people that tell you about patriotism, they tell you they love each other, there is about one Nigeria, but they will go and pay Facebook billions. They go and they pay Twitter to suppress the truth. Something that Nicola Sturgeon is doing, something that people are doing all over the world, asking for their freedom. But because we are black people, we are from Africa, who is an African man to be asking for freedom? Who are you? You're not up to that level. That is their mindset, that is the way they reason, that is the way they behave. And that is why we must remain resolute, determined. Determined beyond determination. Because victory is ours. And that's why I used to tell you that we are living in an era of the last miracle. And Biafra is that very last miracle. I tell you. If you speak, freedom of speech. DSS will issue, come, we are inviting you. Come and clarify yourself. Have you invited Mieti Allah before? They invited some Yoruba musicians. One is from Jazzy, Yemi Alade, that they made a political statement. Secret police will not invite them. And Britain is there in Abuja doing diplomatic service. Or should I say diplomatic eye service. Encouraging evil. Britain is there encouraging evil. Because they believe in stealing from poor, wretched, unreasonable Africans. That is why they keep quiet. As impunity upon impunity is happening every day. Britain. They invited them. DSS. That's their job. Everything is controlled by the Fulani. Once you speak again, they will invite you. Why not you come? People spoke against Jonathan. How many times were all of you morons invited by the DSS under Jonathan? How many times I ask all of you? You even ganged up and set up Boko Haram to fight him. With the help of Obama, the criminal Obama who should be in jail, to go and fight Jonathan. All of you are today enjoying looting, stealing, going to Dubai to do shopping for wedding, building palatial mansions in the north, having fun. The idiots you recruit from the south, the idiots that claim they went to school, the morons that claim they're intellectuals from the south, idiots, professional petition writers, they can't see all of you. Nor challenge you for the idiots that you people are. They invite them. If you exercise your right to free speech, they either invite you or they hang you. That is the country that an idiot will wake up claiming, I traveled abroad and I have a degree from overseas university. You traveled abroad and you are a bundle of idiots. You want to belong to a country where one idiot, as somebody wrote, Ganduje said, oh, bring me the death penalty, I'll sign it. The same hand you used to collect $5 million as bribe. Your hand wasn't cut off. That is the type of stupid, idiotic country that some of you claim you are proud of. I'm telling you, it is appointed unto man to die only but once. One day we will all die. Every living thing will die and come to end. I want to ask God, the type of the special blend of stupidity he put in the brain of a black man. A black man must have been created very foolish. I'm telling you the truth. Very, very foolish. Foolish set of people. You are proud of a country your ancestors did not create. You are proud of a country that came to Yoruba land and got it to you. One is in love. You claim your pride. I keep asking myself. I don't know. God have mercy, please. Have mercy on stupid black people. That is why today I am one of those who proudly stand to say that I salute every Oduduwa son and daughter that participated in the protest in Ibadan over the creation of a Yoruba nation. I will support them anytime, any day. Anytime, any day. These are the people that I told you we are doing business with. Not the old guy, the same old rubbish. After some time, they want to go back to government and collect money and send their kids abroad and live very large. You know, the same old rubbish. And they pat themselves on the back and they claim they are the elites. Mwokoko. These are petty hustlers. These are hustlers. These are wretched carpet beggars. That's what they do. They are nothing. Nothing. The people I respect are those that came out in Ibadan. Two leading Yoruba sociocultural groups are at loggerheads over an alleged secession agenda being championed by one of the groups for the Southwest to break away from the zoo and become an independent nation. The Yoruba World Congress and also the Yoruba Appraisal Forum. I believe in Professor Banji Akintoye. The Yorubas, they are more than qualified to be a nation. How many people are in Scotland? I said, how many? People said, to break away from Nigeria. And I keep asking them, what is Nigeria? Nigeria and Oduduwa, which one is older? Or Nigeria and Yoruba, which one is older than the other? Azikiwe and Nigeria, who is older than each other? Azikiwe's father, or should I say, Awolowo's father and Nigeria, who is older? So, who were they before the white man came? You know, people, when I used to throw the line open to debate any animal from the zoo, I used to say to them to go and bring their finest professors. And I would tell them, if you last 2 minutes in a debate with me, only 2 minutes, I will resign from what I'm doing. And the question I've always wanted to ask them is this. What was the identity of your father before Lugard and Flora Shaw came? And that will end the debate. So you're telling me what you're saying by accepting one Nigeria created by Britain, you're saying that the history of your ancestors never mattered, that you are nobody until the white man came and gave you an identity. Do you see how foolish black people are? Do you see how hopeless black African people are? I am telling you the truth before God and man, black people are very, very useless. I want to ask you again, what was your identity before the white man came? Before Britain came and named that area Nigeria, Niger area, black area, who were you or your people? What identity did your grandfather have or your great-grandfather? Oh, you're saying you needed a white woman to legitimize your identity, to make you feel important. You were a nobody. You were a baboon swinging from one tree branch to another tree branch. You were a nobody until the white man came. All your education is a waste, because that means you don't actually know the meaning of the word education. You have no idea. Two groups are at loggerhead. You know, they always raise fake groups. They give them some money. That is black people for you, of course. They're everywhere. They're miserable everywhere. That is in their nature. Black people. As I said before, that, you know, Che Guevara, one of the greatest revolutionaries of all time. Che Guevara. He fought with Fidel Castro for Cuban independence. He came to Africa. He was in Angola. He was also in Congo. After a while, fighting liberation wars in Africa, Che Guevara decided to go back to South America. They asked him why he was leaving Africa. You know, historians won't tell you this, but I will tell you. Che Guevara said that the reason why he left Africa was because an African man can never, ever in this life put his freedom above his stomach. He will always put the need of his stomach above that of his freedom. Go and read it up. Che Guevara. He wrote, and he left Africa. He said, these people are not serious. What a black man will always be sabo. He wants it. What will me and my children eat? What will my family eat? That's his only concern in life. And he's a slave.
What do they eat?
The same reason why we gave them free and cheap labor in America for 250 years. What will my family eat? No honor, no dignity, no class. We don't have any of those. We don't. That is the truth. This is Radio Biafra, we're live and direct. The time now is approximately 14 minutes past 8 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. We are live and direct and the whole world is listening. I want to quantify our stupidity this evening. I keep saying, I say it every day. I don't mince words. If you want, where they will tell you, everything is okay, Jesus is Lord, your life is saved, all that garbage, you go to those criminals that preach to you every day. Here you come, here you will hear the truth. And that truth will set you free. If you're upset or you're angry about your own level of stupidity, which I'm telling you, I tell people to their faces, of course, you go back, you reason and you change. Go and start reasoning like a human being. There is a particular video, or should I say, two videos, joined as one, I want posted on my page now. Go and look at that video. You will see what the Fulanis are doing. You will see the Fulanis with their AK-47 conquering everybody, raping and pillaging. And you have people that say they are believers in the Bible, they are Christians, they are singing and praying as their land is going. I want that very clip to be posted. It was joined together. There are two separate clips, but joined together. Go and look at the foolishness. I want people to go and use their two naked eyes to observe the stupidity of Christians in the zoo. Fulani are arming Muslim jihadists to kill all of you. All we are doing every day is to pray. To pray. Every day to pray. Because they are using that prayer to feed their families. So they believe that if they don't talk about prayers, they cannot get tithe and offering to feed their families. Go and look at those two videos. Dear, as you're watching the video, your stupidity is staring you in the face. Go and look at it. I can even give the Catholic bishops, their conference, some credit. Because they came out and said, we must defend ourselves. At least, those are the... Look at Anglican Church. Does it even exist? I don't even know if it exists in the zoo or not. I don't think so. They are the most hopeless of the most useless of the useless. I was raised in Anglican, so I know what I'm telling you. The most useless of the useless. Have they ever held any protest? Or come out to complain? Have you heard of Anglican bishops rising up and saying we are protesting? As Catholic bishops would, of course, no, you won't hear from them. Go and watch that video. It's on my page and it's being posted. One is, you see them full on with their AK. DSS will not invite them. No. Britain can never tell DSS, go and bomb them. Storm their homes and execute them. Never. Instead, they are giving them arms. They say they come from... So you're telling me that somebody carried their girlfriend all the way from Mali into... cross the border into the zoo. To come to Okwa to kill people. Is that what you're telling me? And the governors, they see this. Your so-called elite, they see it. All that concerns them is, oh, since that man has a private jet, me too, I want my own private jet. Oh, it's our turn in 2023. Let's go and loot as well. It's our turn. That is what they do. That is their life. That is what they believe in. And that is why everything is in a mess in that very zoo. And that is also the reason why their brain is also in a mess. They cannot reason properly. I am telling people this. The reason why Africa is poor, the reason why black people are the lowest of the low in every society around the world is because of the way we reason. We don't reason like human beings. Black people reason like wild beasts, like animals in the forest. Somebody is armed with AK-47 supplied by the government. You are busy saying you're praying. And they're busy slaughtering you every day. Oh, we've been complaining. And there was something that Bishop Cook has said which actually struck me. That what is happening in the zoo can never happen anywhere else in the world. There is no other place on this earth that what is happening in the zoo that Britain created in Nigeria would happen, and there will not be any uproar at the UN. Now, ask yourself this question. Why is it that all these killings are going on in the zoo in Nigeria and there is no uproar. Nobody is complaining. Nobody is shouting at the UN. Not EU is not saying anything. Do you know the reason why? Because some of you don't know history. But I will tell you tonight. After the Second World War, some of you think it was Azikiwe, Awolowo that fought for independence. That is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. There were two U.S. presidents. In fact, it became a law, or should I say an article of faith, for the United States of America. After the U.S. government with her allies defeated Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan, American president, at least especially Truman after the war, told Europe, you must get away from Africa. Some of you think it was Nkrumah fought for independence. That's garbage. I said, absolute piffle, rubbish. Britain had the might to crush any opposition in Africa and retain their power. They had it. Do you know who got Britain to leave Africa and France to go back to Europe? At least, theoretically speaking, was the U.S. government. U.S. said to them, to hell with this, your colonial garbage in Africa, get out of Africa. That was why he started having independence, 57 independence, 60, 61, 62, everybody became independent. Because U.S. said, United States of America said so, U.S. Do you know that Britain wanted to go back to go and colonize Egypt again or take over Suez Canal? Are you aware of that? And how many of you know about the Suez Canal crisis? Prime Minister Eden was flying his men, SAS, to go and take over the Suez Canal because of the money they collect from the toll. They take, it's like a toll gate now for ships. Instead of ships to go all the way through the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa and come back up again to Asia, from Egypt, you just Suez Canal, Mediterranean, you just cut across. And from there, you enter the Persian Gulf. Or the Arabian Gulf, so to speak. I want to be geographically correct. From Egypt. It's called the Suez Canal. They make so much money from it. Like the Panama Canal you have. If you want to cross from Atlantic to Pacific, you go to the Panama Canal, you just cross. And you pay your toll as a ship and then you cross. Do you know that Britain went and stormed the Suez? He didn't want to go and take over Suez Canal because Britain was losing money and they wanted the money. Again, stealing. Just to... Suez Canal belongs to Egypt. It doesn't belong to Britain. But Britain felt it's a mighty power. We can go and take it. They went. One phone call from U.S. President told him, come on, will you get away from that place? It's not your own. Go and look at the archives. And he didn't pull back the troops, British troops. Humiliation. And said, America is our ally. America said, we are your allies, yes. But we're not going to support evil. Suez Canal belongs to Egypt. And Egypt is a full sovereign nation. So get away from there. And Britain went back in humiliation. That was how they lost the Suez Canal. And Abdel Nasser was very, very high. Then he was the then leader of Egypt. Some of you don't know history. If you go and study history, some of you will not be as stupid and as foolish as you are today. I'm telling you the truth. Go and read history. That was why Britain left. They left and they said, they agreed after they left. They said, okay, we are leaving, but we are still going to retain control over all the areas we colonized. They had a gentleman's agreement. That is why every coup that happens, they know. That is why they control your currency. That is why they tell you when your currency will rise up and when it will fall. That is why they control all your resources. Everything is in their hands. That is why you cannot do anything in Nigeria without the approval of Britain. That is why Britain decided to tell EU, you cannot talk about the killing of innocent people in Nigeria. It is our territory. Remember, after the Second World War, we all agreed, after we left Africa, that anywhere you colonized belongs to you. What do you think is happening in Ambazonia? The same thing. What is happening to the currency called CFA? Have you forgotten? The same thing. Because France owns every French, Francophone Africa belongs to France. You can't touch it. Your lives are a misery and it is a mess. You African people, your lives are a joke. I'm telling you, you are like a pawn on a chessboard. You have no future. You have nothing. That is why, after so many years, despite your universities and your engineers, you don't have electricity. Have you asked yourself why? Is it that the same science that white scientists apply or the electrical engineers doesn't apply to you? Ask yourself that question. Because somebody has to sell their generators. Because all of you are very foolish. You will buy generators. Instead of you to sit down and to say, no to hell with generators, you know, always quick. Always quick. You go and buy your generator, polluting everywhere, making noise, and of course giving yourselves lung infection in the process. And you die off and you say this is your neighbor who is holding you. That is why Biafra is the last miracle. That is why they don't want Biafra to emerge. They know how intelligent we are. They know that Biafra indeed will change the narrative for black people all over the world. That is why only people who can see in the spirit, people who are not Biafran support Biafra because they understand what Biafra portends for Africa. Biafra is the key, as Igodomi Godo is to Biafra, so is Biafra the key to unlocking the potentials that every black man on the face of this earth has. And they don't want to allow that to happen. They know us more than we know ourselves. Go and look at that video very well. Muslims are killing you and you're busy praying. And there was something that somebody wrote, which I think is very, very interesting. His name is Bala Baba Dihis, D-I-H-I-S. And I'm going to read what he wrote. But you know me, I like to read from people who are intelligent. Intelligent people, I love to read from them. Let me tell you what he wrote. He said, and I'll prove this later on. I'm not going to prove it. I'm going to try to justify what he wrote later on in a short while. From what Ojuzo Carlos said, Supreme Court Governor of Imo State opposed and another idiot. That will tell you that what this man wrote here is absolutely correct. Let me read what he wrote. His name is Bala Baba Dihis. I believe he's from where? From the north. He said, excuse me, the most ridiculous Buharis are the Igbo Buharis. The most ridiculous. An Igbo Buharis doesn't know that Buhari killed and committed war crimes against his own people. He doesn't care. That is a typical person from a lineage of saboteurs. That's how they reason. Listen to what he said. They just love clapping and deluding themselves for nothing. Even in the hierarchy of things, they are at the lowest end. Their delusion is endless. While Buharis from other regions are benefiting from one or two things personally, the Igbo Buharis have nothing to show for it, apart from endlessly clapping for nothing. There are many projects going on in the north, in the west and south-south, without any fanfare. But the opening of an uncompleted airport is what some of them are splitting hairs over. That was why I said I will not insult anybody. I will leave Ohanaeze alone and the politicians. But believe you me, sometimes their stupidity is mind-numbing. Their foolishness and the fulefuism is astronomical. Can you tell me why people that claim they have PhD, they're educated, they're the elite, will be jumping up and down over the opening of an airport that hasn't even been finished? They go and they Photoshop pictures online to convince the idiots who have no brain. Your so-called elite. Somebody came to your house and stole 1 million naira from you. And after you must have finished suffering and dying, so to speak, they now come and they offer you 1 kobo out of it. Out of 1 million, they stole from you. They came back and they give you 1 kobo. And you're jumping up and down. Are you not an idiot? Look at Enugu Airport. I challenge anybody to go there and see if the work has been completed. The only reason why they did it was to try to kill the news of their children they killed. They came to Enugu, Fulani came to Enugu and killed your children. And in order to drive away that news from the headline, they invited all of you and they came. Do you see why these people are the main problem that we have? They call themselves leaders. They were jumping over themselves. The airport hasn't been completed. There is no shame. Yeah, I don't know where these people came from. I don't know what planet they inhabit. I don't know if it was actually our ancestors that these people came from. I very much doubt it, honestly. Have you seen their behavior? Have you seen the way they behave? They went to Enugu. Enugu hasn't been finished. Because of the stupidity of these so-called elders and leaders, you can see Scotland. They are all older than Nicola Sturgeon. Scotland is agitating for independence. They cannot talk about it. Because that Enugu they came to, the Fulani man has promised them 1 million naira each. Or promised them, we'll make your son a minister. Or your daughter a minister, junior minister for state. And because of that, every sense of responsibility went through the window. They have to come and dance on the graves of their children that the same Fulani killed not up to 4 days ago. Do you see why we are very harsh when it comes to these people? Do you see why we are the way we are with them? Do you understand the mess these people have put us into? Men without honor, without shame. Apex group, apex. You see their stupidity? Your children were killed, so you claim. Instead of you to say to Fulani man, no, I'm not going to do anything, I'm still mourning this student that you killed, you jumped out. These are the idiots that want to go and be president. So they can finish all of us. So that Fulani will say, for you to go for second time, make sure there is Ruga in every village, and they will do it. Will some of you ever see what we are saying at home? Will some of you ever understand what we are trying to get across to some of you? Of course, you're black, you're dumb. Despite how many degrees you may have accumulated both legally and illegally, but it doesn't really matter. You can take a monkey to a school, take a monkey to a private school, to a boarding school. The monkey comes out, it's still a monkey, still a baboon. The worst set of leadership we have ever had as a people is now, both social, cultural, and political. The worst set, with the exception of very few of them, this very set. I don't know what motivates them. I don't know this level of greed. If they are the ones in my position, by now they'll be billionaires with properties all over the world and private jets. Or build a mansion with Olympic size swimming pool somewhere in Iguacha, maybe in Owurra, in Enugu. But we are different. This is the job we are born to do, to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, that the world may know that indeed. That's why we do what we do. It's immortality. We are not doing it because of what we can gain or have on this very earth. It's for what lies beyond. Immortality. That every generation, everywhere, must. Must talk about it. They have arrested a set of Biafran youths again in Enugu, and they're heading to the same Ohafia barracks. From Babatunde. The same Babatunde. He is the recipient. They are playing a game. Fulani will arrest and hand over to Yoruba. Babatunde, you know, half here. Well, there is nothing to do, we don't know. We know they have arrested some. They will keep arresting as part of freedom fighting. It happens everywhere. Even during the independence struggle, Britain was arresting a lot of people. His arrest is normal. It's very much normal. We expect it. This year, the world will be in a state of shock. They have arrested them from Enugu, moving them to Ohafia. As I said, anybody you arrest, you pay for it. Anybody you arrest, you pay for it. Big time. Anybody you arrest, you pay for it. Those who are moving to Ohafia, we are aware. We are tracking you all the way through. We are tracking you all the way through. You cannot escape it. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. We are aware. So just to warn you that we are aware of what you're doing. Whereas Miyeti Allah, they have said that they are in 36 states. They are in the entire zoo. Miyeti Allah are in the entire zoo. In the entire zoo. Go and Google it. Our vigilante is already embedded in 36 states. Miyeti Allah, a terrorist group. Nobody's inviting them. Nobody said, no, IG didn't ask them, where did you get your license from? Who asked you to be there? Because I warned you before that they are working with the army and the police and DSS. Their job is to conquer you. They are in a hurry. They want to start this war in the year 2022. That's when they will commence the assault and the attack. For all of you campaigning for presidency in 2023, you are all wasting your time. That was when they planned to start, and you're not going to stop them. They are in 36 states. The same vigilante we formed, and they said they must kill us. Now they have formed in every state to take over your land, to rape your mothers, to abduct your daughters, and forcibly marry them away to their fellow Janjaweed. And yet you have leaders and you claim you have elites. Why are they doing this? Why is it that Britain cannot come and condemn what is going on? Because in Borno, Boko Haram, they claim, have killed 13 district heads and other leaders, according to the Shehu of Borno. And I told you live here on Radio Biafra the reason why they are targeting Borno. Because Borno is not Fulani. Borno is not Hausa. Borno are made up of Tanuri people with a sprinkling of Shua Arabs. They have been resisting Fulani insurgency for centuries. That's why they want to take it over. Some of you don't know. If they can be doing this thing in Borno to their fellow Muslims, imagine what they're going to do to some of you in the Middle Belt. All of you supporting one Nigeria, you have just signed your death warrant. All of you. I want to ask all of you in the Middle Belt. I want to ask those of you who claim they're Christians, all of you who are against Biafra, idiots everywhere. If they can be doing what they're doing in Borno against fellow Muslims, imagine what they will do to you. Now, do you understand? Now, are you following? Very carefully. They have killed in Borno. If they can kill 13 heads, village heads in Borno, all of you, including Ojo Zokalo, boasting they brought Ruga to Abia, do you think they're going to spare your own village? Are you people reasonable at all? Are you sure you have brain and common sense at all? Are you sure? What is happening in Asaba? Yeah, we have our people in Delta State, of course. So prison and imprisonment comes. They want to see, let me tell you something. They will keep arresting and arresting to see if our morale will dampen. That is another terrorist method. That is what they do. Oppressors, that's what they always do all over the world. They arrest, they intimidate, they shoot, they kill. To see if we can abandon what we are doing. It's a very clever game. But they know how serious we are. And everybody who has been jailed, imprisoned, illegally, we are fighting for to come out. Because they have nothing against us. Can never have anything against us. You know, and Britain cannot cover the atrocities of the Fulanis forever. Very soon now, one rebel journalist will carry it in international news media. And that will be the end of the game for them. They know what they're doing. And we also know what we are doing. The Shehu of Ronald Haji Garubai, Dabai El Kanemi has lamented that 13 district heads and several ward heads have been killed in the emirate at the peak of the ongoing crisis with Boko Haram. Slaughtered. And this is the same Boko Haram that are recruiting into the army, into the DSS and police, and bringing down to Biafra land. The same people. They kill 13 district heads. They come out. They make them army officers. They commission them. They put them in the zoo army. But IPOB has done nothing wrong. Just praying and exercising, they come and they kill you. And you're telling me that such a country deserves to stand. Is that what you're saying? Those who have killed 13 district heads in Borno, they go into the army. Recruited and treated like first class citizens, they go into the army. But people who are on their own, having not committed any crime against anybody, are shot dead. And you're telling me that such a country deserves to stand. Anybody who even remotely suggests that should have their brain examined. Should have their brains examined, please. Very, very important they do so. These are the same people that came to, excuse me, to Enugu Airport. Nietiala. I want some of you who have access to internet tonight to Google Enugu Airport. Please, just go to Google and Google it, Enugu Airport, and go to the images. There you will see all manner of Photoshop pictures telling you Enugu is beautiful, what APC have done for you, what the late Buhari just done for you. Go and see it online. Google it. Go through the pictures. Now, go through the pictures which I am asking to be posted on my page. Go through the proper pictures of human beings. The ones not computer generated, but the humans, real human beings took in Enugu, and you will be shocked. You will be shocked that their useless opening a few days ago of the airport was based on photoshopped computer generated pictures. They used it to convince those you call elites, elders, and political elites. Bunch of idiots. Enugu still has potholes. The scaffolding is still up there. It's not completed. It's not been done. We are grateful that somebody came to our land, stole our oil, stole our gas, and you know, enriched themselves with it, and budgeted something less than $500,000. And we are all jumping up and down. The people you claim are your elders are jumping up and down like a bunch of headless chickens. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they are and people will be wondering, if these are their elites, that is what Fulanis are saying. If these are their elites behaving like this, that means the ordinary rank and file are useless now. We can go and take over their land. If we can deceive them with Photoshop pictures of Enugu, when they landed, they saw that the whole place, but in order to collect favor from Fulani and dishonor the memory of their children that were slain in Enugu, they had to come. Are these the type of people you want me to respect? People who don't even know the meaning of respect. People who are so foolish, that the person that killed their children asked them to come. Oh, come, let's go to the grave of your children and dance. And they joined him. Are these the elders you want me to respect? Are these elders, I'm asking you? Inquiry hasn't been set up. No inquiry into the death of innocent people. None. As I'm speaking to you, they are busy arresting, killing extrajudicially everywhere. They cannot say a word. And you want me to respect them? I think we all need our heads examined here, I believe. These are the so-called elders and political leaders helping Fulani terrorists to deceive their own people. You are helping a terrorist to deceive your people. Who can recall, apart from myself, who else can recall a worse set of leaders than the people that we have now in our land? Who can recall? None. We are facing a lot of enemies everywhere. The Fulanis, they have the money. We don't. They are bribing, and they have the clout of Britain behind them. Britain will always support Fulani. They have the clout of Britain behind them. Britain wants the zoo to stand because they can steal oil and gas for free. They know that. Everybody knows that. Who doesn't know? Unless you're a fool. Who doesn't know? Unless you're a pretender. Our brother Anyanwu Justice, he went and he wrote, and I wanted to post it. I went to see for myself the commissioned Enugu Airport as our eastern brothers are propagating its completion. Behold, the entrance and the ceiling has fallen this morning, and the surrounding structures are far from being completed. I was taciturn and termed it self-victimization. Our people, those you call your leaders and your elders, they are the ones victimizing you, not even Fulani. The worst set of people on the face of the earth. Enugu hasn't been completed. And they know it. Yet they came to deceive themselves and their children. Imagine an elder deceiving his children. This is the worst G-Day. I have never seen anything like this in my life. An elder helping an oppressor to deceive his own children. I have never come across such a thing in my life. Only the set. Please publish the pictures that the world may know that what I'm saying is the truth. Enugu Airport hasn't been completed. Only one single one refurbishment. And they wanted to make our lives hell. That was why they shut it down. And those you call your elders are clapping because of promises made to them, because they have been held down in compromising positions, because some of them abandoned their possessions in the north. These are the idiots they imposed on us as our leaders. Look at the mess we are in today. Helping a terrorist, and a terrorist who is an oppressor, to deceive your own people. I challenge all of them from Ndidi, all of them that went to that rubbish. Is that airport completed? Is it complete? If it's not complete, then what were you doing there? What? Just to deceive people. These are the elite. Oh God in heaven. They hurriedly put together that nonsense. The what they call farcical reopening of the airport to deflect our attention away from those they killed at Emene. To tell you that those you call your elders are the ones supporting Frank to be killing us. They are the ones supporting them. That is why till now there is no inquiry. Till today, no inquiry whatsoever. Those who couldn't condemn the killings, we are seen at Enugu Airport making a fool of themselves. They claim they couldn't condemn the killings. Of course they couldn't. They don't have the moral fiber nor the liver to do so. And you want to be a leader. You want to contest for presidency. You cannot condemn the killing of your people. That means you sacrifice all of us now. Even Huriwa have now come out to say they are fleeing, but there is no Buhari. You claim you are fleeing the mask wearer. Southeast politicians over innovation. Now, a human rights group, the Human Rights Writers Association of Nigeria has carpeted the government of President Muhammadu Buhari and Southeast politicians for deceiving the people of the region by going ahead to commission the Akanu Ibiam International Airport, whose renovation works have not even reached a significant proportion or percentage. The work hasn't even started. They are coming to commission it. This is Huriwa, not IPOB. In other words, the Ohanaeze and their politicians are actively deceiving their own people. These are leaders. They're there to deceive their own people. Fulani gave them money. It's a shame, isn't it? A very big shame. A very massive shame. That tells you all you need to know about these people. Those that call themselves elders, it tells you all you need to know about them. Evil to the core. What them and their family will eat, that is what matters to them. Everything else is nonsense. Are these the type of leaders you need to go and face Fulani? That are intent, hell-bent on conquering you? Are these the type of leaders that can take you to war? These people, uncompleted building, not the scaffolding is still there. They came to deceive their own people. The same people that asked them, that said, represent us, they have come to deceive. It also dismissed as sycophantic rhetoric and praise heaped on whoever they claim is Buhari by some political nitwits of Southeast. When we insult them, they are insulting them. I love what Huriwa said about it. They admit these are inconsequential fools. They are fools. They have forgotten. If we wanted to make IPOB very rich, this nonsense they're doing, we'll be doing it with them. And the Fulani will be giving us all the money in the world. Look at how foolish they are. They are nitwits. All, with the exception of Abaribe, all these idiots, the call politicians, they are lily-livered cowards. They are nothing. They are wretched, money-hungry, inconsequential fools, all of them. They are fools, all of them. Even Huriwa. Has Huriwa ever before written such about any other region? It's only them. Men without shame and honor. Idiots everywhere. These are your so-called leaders. Lenohana leaders. Giga, not the fools without honor. uncompleted building. And I want this news to go, we've talked about it 2 days ago or whatever. I want this news to go viral tonight. Send it to every nincompoop, every fool that refers to these idiots as their leaders. Send it to them. These are leaders coming. There's a saying where we come from, as everybody says all the time, okay, an old man cannot be at home and they go to give birth in tethers and all that rubbish. Nonsense. These ones are now conniving to deceive their own people. Active connivance to deceive their own people. That is why their children can be arrested, they say nothing. That is why their children can be shot dead, they bathe them in acid, they say nothing. This the worst of the worst. And how can I respect them? It's not you. Believe me, it's not possible. I'm sorry. I can't respect. These people, they have come to kill us. How can I respect elders who claim they're elders? You are conniving with the enemy to deceive and kill your own people. I want the pictures of Akane Ibiam, the real pictures, to go viral everywhere. To let the world understand that those that call themselves leaders in the East, that they are a bunch of deceivers. They have joined the Fulani Janjaweed to deceive their own people. I want the pictures to go viral all over the world. I want them to say that Enugu Airport has not been completed, courtesy of the people that call themselves leaders in Igbo land. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. They want to contest for presidency. You know, contest with Chiriki Unuoko. Come and contest now. Let's see. Come, you campaign, won't you? And then, your eyes will clear. Mad people. Mad people everywhere. Look at them and their psychophantic idiots. Even Huriwa is calling them nitwits, that they are inconsequential. All they do is to pray, sing. They give them some chonche, gobrego, small money. They come to deceive their own people. And you have the mouth to stand up the next day to say you are an elder. Elder to who? Leader to who? The people you've come to deceive? The children you've come to dance on their graves? They can't go free, I'm telling you the truth. They cannot. Now, I'm sorry that tonight's program is about the non-leadership we have where we come from, especially those who are among the zoo. Victor Umeh is a former senator. He was complaining, or should I say campaigning, so was Ohaneze and a few other people, is the turn of the Southeast and all that rubbish. Allow Southeast to produce president for unity of Nigeria, according to Victor Umeh, and a few other people, right? Is a petition from the East saying allow the East to produce the next president of the zoo. Yes, listen very carefully, please. In the same vein, I want people to listen to what Oji Zokalo actually said on the same issue. They are two politicians from the same area. Something that nobody can ever point to ever happened when in 1999 the Yoruba race was looking for the presidency. No dissenting voice. In fact, they went militant. Because of their militancy, presidency was given to them. I want you to listen. I want the whole world to listen to the level of idiotic leadership we have in the East, and the reason why Fulanis can come in, rape our mothers, kill our daughters, and nothing will happen. Why they will come and kill our children and nothing will happen. We want the world to understand that there is no leadership whatsoever in the East. That is why what is happening, because we cannot keep abandoning this issue. We can't. What sort of rubbish is this? I want to prove to the world tonight. The same people saying, Victor may have said in Vanguard, we want it. Or Hanese, everybody have been saying, oh, we want leadership. We want to be president. I want you to hear what? My God in heaven, these people. They will say, oh, let us unite. Let us come together as one. I want to let our people understand that you have no leadership. Political leadership in the zoo, you have none. I want to play for all of you what Oji Zokalo said. He went to go and see his political masters in Mina. Those supporting him. There, because there is no godfather in the East. He had to go to Mina, to Abdul Salami, and to Babangida. And let us hear what he has to say. Listen.
Back in focus in 2023, which has been generating controversy as we look ahead to the upcoming elections in that year. Mm-hmm. Among those who assisted...
Where is this?
Former governor of Abia State, Oji Kalu. Mm-hmm. According to Senator Kalu, the presidency is an open basket for anyone willing to contest. Mm-hmm. He was speaking in Mina.
It's an open basket. It's no longer Igbo. But he's the one planning to contest, he's planning to run. This is how evil they are. This is what he's now angling for, is for vice presidency. So should somebody come from elsewhere and tap him for vice president, he will go and destroy the political unity of his people. Ume on one hand, or Haneze also, they're saying, oh, it's our turn. One of them is saying it is not our turn. Anybody can contest. Do you see how evil? Do you see how self-centered? Do you see how selfish? None of them has the interest of the people at heart. None whatsoever. Listen.
The Niger State Capital, after meeting with former heads of state, mm-hmm. Generals Ibrahim Babangida and Abdul Salami Abubakar. On the issue of insecurity in the country, Senator Kalu says that there is sabotage in the security system.
Listen, what is Okalu?
Parties have every right to mm-hmm. stay where their candidates of election will be.
He's an able man.
Anybody can contest.
Anybody can contest. It's no longer zoning.
It's not in the constitution of ABC.
Not in the constitution.
So as long as it's not a constitutional matter of ABC,
mm-hmm.
the president is an open basket where anybody can fight. Security is a big challenge.
Are you listening? Before they were telling us it's our turn. IPOB, mellow down, it's our turn. It will have to go for 2023. Oh, please stop on the, one of them, one of the heavyweights, one of their leaders in Abuja, is telling you, he's the chief representative, he's telling you that it is not our turn. Anybody can contest. That means Tinubu have approached him and offered him the chance to be the VP. These are the people that they expect us to follow. These are the so-called leaders and the elite. You can listen to what is coming out of his mouth. His brothers are on one side saying we want the president. He's on one side saying anybody can contest. So if one man decides to come out from Zungeru to contest, it's all well and good. Do you see who they are? And it doesn't end there. There is another headline which I want posted. Please, I hope this video is up so that the world can see it. The world can see the mess that we are in as a people. There is another one that came on Channel TV. We are practicing partisan democracy, not tribal democracy, according to the Supreme Court governor of Imo State. Why I'm saying this is because I don't want Ohanaeze or any other idiot to come out and be saying to IPOB, please stop, Imo presidency. When your own so-called political leaders, amongst all of you, you can't even agree. You cannot agree. Hope Uzodema is saying, because they put him in power, he is saying, oh, no. The North can come out and a foreign man can be president if he wants. All these are called the same. A product of the North. The North can produce government. These are the same people. These are the same people. You call your leaders. Shame on all of you. Can you imagine how the Fulanese will be laughing behind them? Do you see how disorganized, how foolish? That is why when they look at IPOB and how formidable we are, they get very jealous. They start looking for who in IPOB to give money to. Hey, why don't you scatter them, please? Try and scatter them. They have seen how formidable we are. And that is the source of their envy. One single thing, they can't even agree. They cannot agree on anything because they are serving different masters from the North. That one, they have called him now. Say, hey, what are you doing? Don't talk about that nonsense, Igbo presidency rubbish. Don't say that nonsense. He went out to his masters. And he have just said as they have instructed him. And these are elite leaders. Can you now understand? The one that Tanko made governor of Imo State. Oh, no, don't worry. Because they made him governor. Oh, don't worry. Hey, Janjaweed, my master, Janjaweed. Nyetiala, my master. You can be president for life. We are practicing a partisan. Look at this baboon. Do you see it? So do you see the reason why anybody who talks about Igbo presidency should be stoned? I'm telling you the truth. They are foolish. They have no brain. Our mission is freedom. Our destination is Biafra independence. We are not stopping. And there will be no campaign. This presidential rubbish. It doesn't. You know, it's like letting the genie out of the bag. As they say. It's like what has happened in Enugu is like tantamount to somebody. How can I put it? I don't want to sound. It's a family radio station, so I won't. What I want to say, I won't say it because I have no better way of putting it than the way I had wanted to put it. So I won't say it. But the genie is out of the bag. It's no longer going back. what is happening in Enugu and will keep happening, and another person in Biafra will continue until Biafra comes. It will never ever stop. Let me see where you're going to do your campaign. Criminals. A whole Senate chief whip and the governor of a state is coming out and going contrary to what they claimed, all of them claimed was their common interest before. This is the type of leadership you have in our land. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. That is how sad and foolish they all are. When we say, stop insulting them, why won't you insult fools like, these are idiots, why won't anybody insult them? Why not, I'm asking you. Why won't somebody insult them? In all their lives, they have nothing to show for their stupidity. Absolutely nothing to show for it. Absolutely nothing. Let us speed through these things, please. Now, somebody is saying, presidency from the southeast is no longer feasible. This is another Kalu. Not Kanu, I'm Kanu KANU. This is Kalu KANU. Presidency of the south is not feasible. Do you see how they contradict themselves? Because they are serving different masters from the north. Everywhere, all they do is to offer their services. Oh, Alhaji, I will be your slave. I will be your slave forever. Please make me minister. Please give me contract. I will be your slave. That's what they do. These are the idiots you call your leaders. They have no honor. When Fulani comes to Nnamdi Kanu, they know what to expect. When they go to IPOB, they know what to expect. That is why when they go to these fools, these idiots, they bow before them. They care. They come by, they bribe media, they write rubbish. Apex, number one, Apex movement, garbage. They go and they prostrate before Fulani, begging for contract. And that's why they insult them. They call them on the phone and say, hey, you, are you there? This one, the wife says, idiot will come out and talk more rubbish. This idiot is saying, a cross-section of politicians are waiting for zoo presidency of Saudi's extraction. But this one, his name is, what is his idiot's name? He said his name is, what is his full name now? Chief Emeka Charles Talon of PDP. He's saying it is not the turn. Nobody should do turn by turn. These are the idiots telling you about presidency. Tomorrow night you hear one. Somebody from somewhere tomorrow will say, hey, it's the presidency. It's time for our presidency. Rubbish. They are doing it to get money. After that, they put money in the pot. They change their tone. That's what they do. They know we don't change. They know we are IPOB. We are unstoppable. As somebody wrote, I think it was it Dr. Ogweleka that wrote this, the man who said, I love what he wrote actually, and I read it today. I don't know if it's from him or if he got it from somebody else. He said, anybody who said Nnamdi Kanu has scammed him, bring proof and I'll give you ₦1 million. And I will actually add to that as well. He's bringing out ₦1 million, I'll bring out ₦2 million, making it ₦3 million to support Dr. Ogweleka. Anybody who can come out and justify any allegation whatsoever against IPOB, we'll give you ₦3 million in the open. Because we speak the truth. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Unblemished. 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 That is why our enemies are afraid of us. If you kill one Fulani, they will revenge. Even if it takes them 100 years, and when they revenge, many of their enemies will go down. If the Fulani today kills 100 Igbo people, there are 10,000 Igbo Efulefus who will go to Facebook and will either be silent or support the killing of their own people. The same way that their leaders are coming to help to deceive them. Your leader is deceiving you. Coming to open Enugu airport, they know, hasn't been completed. What other greater deception than that? All they know, Sabo Efulefu, talk rubbish. Nonsense. To try and distract us. I am believing that God placed a curse on Ndibo. And any day you protest for anything in the zoo, may you be killed by the zoo police. And I say, he said to that. I don't blame them. These are people fathered by the Janjaweed during the war. A lot of our women were hungry and they went out, opened up their legs, and they became pregnant. After the war, they said it's the Biafran man that owns it. They give them Biafran names, but in real fact, actually, they are from the north. Janjaweed products in our land. They are the fools. Fulani will revenge. Fulani formed Miet Yala. Nobody has condemned Miet Yala. Not the IG of police. Nobody has condemned Miet Yala. They are everywhere, killing, raping, maiming, taking over people's land. And all of you are there, sheepishly, talking nonsense about IPOA. I said none of you will see Biafra land. I'm telling you the truth. After we are done with the zoo, army and zoo police and DSS, possibly if they come down to do their useless arrest, then it will be your turn. There will be no mercy. There will be no mercy. I'm telling you the truth. Sabo, every Sabo knows they will go down. That one is given. They know that very well. It was these same people that proscribed IPOB. It was them that happily proscribing IPOB. And I want people to pay attention. I have nothing against anybody. In fact, I pray for these people to repent from their sins or to become intelligent enough to understand that they are being used against their own people. I pray for them, I'm telling you the truth, to repent from their sins. I'm going to give all of you a very simple example. The way that Obiano was speaking to prove to you that it was Igbo governors that proscribed IPOB, and they are working with Miet Yala. That is the funniest part of it. The same Obiano that read out the position of IPOB to the hearing of the world is the one working with Miet Yala, the fourth most deadly terrorist group in the world. I want you to listen to this. Very, very important, please. That our people may understand what we are saying. We don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. But the level of their wickedness is unbelievable. Listen, please. Listen. Listen. I want the world to understand what transpired between us. Listen. Yes. The ones of Ekulabia. They said we were invaded. I went to Ekulabia. Because they said I cannot come to Ekulabia. That the army and the police were there, is everywhere. And I said no, that I will go to Ekulabia, and I went to Ekulabia. And I want the whole world to listen to what the governor of Anambra State had to say. The reason for proscribing IPOB that we went for a rally. I want people to understand the wickedness of those color politicians. We went for a rally. Nobody was injured. Nobody said any of their properties was missing. But because we were able to pull more crowd than anybody in the history of zoo politics. Envy, jealousy, go and kill them. Killing Nnamdi Kanu and all the people in IPOB. Listen. He said thousands of young people invaded. Disrupt activities.
And the continued challenges being posed
These people is IPOB. Challenges posed by IPOB. As this is a governor, Obiano, what are those challenges that IPOB was posing? That we say we want to be free. That Fulani can no longer rule us. Those are the challenges. So to him it is a challenge. Now listen please.
The Southeast governors,
they met yesterday.
And resolved.
The Southeast governors resolved, yes. Are you listening? I want this video posted, please. Somebody who has issue, post it, please, on my page. All activities of IPOB proscribed. This announcement was made by Willie Obiano of Anambra State. What are the crimes of IPOB compared to Miet Yala to warrant Obiano to stand up to say this before the whole world? The answer is that we are pulling more crowd than everybody else. And at that time, we had the Janjaweed in a very bad place. They were coming to negotiate. It was Ohanaeze that stopped them from negotiating. By now, we would have been a free people, or at least on our way to freedom. By 2017, we had the enemies where they least expected us to be. It was these people that ganged up and connived to attack my house and to kill our men. They did it. What was our crime? The question I want to ask Obiano and all the governors was, what was the crime we committed? Why you proscribed IPOB? Why? That we came to Ekulabia, that's all. Did we damage any property in Ekulabia? Were Ekulabia people happy to see us? The answer is yes. That's all. Anywhere he goes, the people will come out to see him. Millions will follow him. Because of that, let us go and kill him. And his men. That was what happened. Now, I want people to Google, please. And I want this put on my page. I want you to Google many headlines, screenshot it, and put all of them as one post on my page, please. I want those with access to the internet, please. I beg of you. I want you to Google Fulani attacks on Anambra State, where Willie Obiano is the governor, where he banned and proscribed IPOB for nothing whatsoever, that we did a rally, and the Fulani were panicking. They said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They called him and said, please, all of you should gang up, ban them, proscribe them, let's come and kill them. I want everybody here now, listening to me, please, I beg of you, go online in the same Anambra State and Google Fulani attacks in Anambra State. You'll be shocked. Some of the things you hear is, Fulani attack leaves 6 dead, dozens injured in Anambra State. Headsmen attack army police cordon. Headsmen attack in Anambra. Army police cordon off areas in Anambra State. Everything is there. You will see all the headlines of Mietiala attacks on Anambra State. I now want you to compare these attacks on Anambra State by Mietiala Fulani terrorist group with what IPOB did wrong, why IPOB was proscribed. Obiano said that people come from other states, they gather in their own land. They went to Colombia, India, millions. They gathered. That's our crime. Our crime is to hold a rally. What are the crimes of Mietiala? They were killing people in Anambra. I want the world to understand the hypocrisy at play here. Have you seen all the headlines? How many people slaughtered in Anambra? Please go and get it and put it that the world may see. And now, I want to go back and play for you what Willie Obiano said about Mietiala in Anambra State. I want people to understand. Listen. The same governor.
Why the police continue the action? If there are people they kill, we also pay $500,000.
If you kill somebody in Anambra State, they will not call DSS for you. They will not call the army. If Mietiala is to kill anybody, Mietiala will pay 500,000 naira only. No army, no police, no DSS, nothing. But we did nothing in Anambra. Anambra is our homeland, is the capital, is the beginning of Biafra. Igbo land is Anambra. We went to our own land. The governor of the place instigated a ban, proscription, and asked the army to come and kill innocent people. But Fulani Mietiala is in Anambra, killing, pillaging, cutting up a lady into pieces. They have not been banned in Anambra. Instead, as Obiano said here, we are working together with him. That Mietiala is in his government. Listen, please.
And, so we're part of this very well. In a helicopter, every 2 weeks, to fly around and see whether there are gatherings of cows or anything.
Listen.
My
staff, Mietiala is my staff. Mietiala killing Anambra people are part of the staff of the governor. But his own people who were there just rallying should be killed. Are these the type of people you want us to respect and love? As I said, I pray for them to repent. Do you now understand it? I hope it is very clear this evening to our people, to all and sundry, what we are passing through. What IPOB is undergoing, not in the hands of Facebook, of social media, giants and all the rest of them, all over the world, and we are overcoming. The more these problems come, the more I enjoy it, the more we win, the more we wear our enemies down, and the more successful we become. It doesn't daunt me. I'm not daunted. Google it. before I want Obiano's statement on Mietiala as well. Google what Mietiala has done in Anambra, how many killed, what they have done. These people killing Anambra people are part of the government. They are in Obiano's cabinet serving Anambra people as killers. But IPOB that did nothing, Anambra is our land, is our homeland. We should be killed. Now you understand it, don't you? As I said, I'm not against anybody. I just want them to repent from their sins. I have nothing against them. I just want them to repent from their sins. That is why our governor in Enugu State, I said our governor, because Uguan in the main is a good man. Uguan is a nice man. Nobody will say that Uguan is a troublemaker. He's a nice man. He plays it very safe. He doesn't want to get into anybody's bad shoes, so to speak. He's a very good man. Nobody can blame him. But I was shocked when Governor Uguani rose up and said, according to, of course, that's the only thing that Punch newspaper, you know that Punch is anti-Biafra, is an anti-Biafra publication. Punch newspaper, anti-Biafra publication. They said Enugu killings, return stolen weapons. Uguani tells suspects. I don't know who he's talking to. But I'm sure, I hope and do pray he's not talking to IPOB. Because I'll be very, very upset. I hope he's not talking to us. No inquiry, no nothing. Nothing has been said about those they killed. Nothing whatsoever. It's to return weapons. I don't know who took their weapons. Wherever they left their weapons, they should go and take it from there. But as I said, the game has changed and they are feeling the heat. My goodness. They are. Hey, wait until the season of Sabo opens up. Sabo, too, are you here? Confessions. I'm telling you the truth. So please, you are telling the Governor Uguani, go and set up a panel of inquiry as Nzuko Mun have told you to. Go and do it. And then you will know the truth. That is why they don't want to set up any panel of inquiry. That is why they spend their time and their money campaigning. They don't know how formidable we are. They think if they go and bribe Facebook, they bribe Twitter, they do all these things that they somehow they can. You see how foolish they are. My voice is being listened to in over 160 countries on our app right now as we speak. So it doesn't matter what Facebook does. That is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Our FM is on in Biafra land. Our satellite is on. So the whole world is hearing. And more white people listen to what I preach than black African people. Because they wonder, we never believed any black man can speak this way. That's what they write to me. That's what they tell me. Because I speak the truth. The truth that God Almighty in heaven gave me to speak. That's what I speak every blessed day of my life. We must continue. We must continue. We must continue. I said it before that there is no Buhari in Asorok. I maintain it till thy kingdom come. There is no Buhari. Anybody who says that Buhari in Asorok is a lunatic. The person is not well. And I say, why is it Ojo Zokale went to go and see Abdul Salami Abubakar and to go and see Babangida? He came out to give a press interview. Adeboye went to go and see a so-called Buhari. Anytime they see him, they come out, their mouth cannot say what their eyes have seen. Everybody will go deaf and dumb. They don't speak. Because the person there is not. And I challenge Adeboye, if you're a Christian, if you say you're God-fearing, if you claim you serve Christ, you represent what Christ represented when he was on earth. I dare you to come out and say that you met Buhari in Asorok. It's a challenge to Adeboye. Or to anybody for that matter. Have you seen Osibajo? The answer is no. No one has seen him live anywhere. He's always in pictures. In deep fake videos. And you think that Biafra is going to be like any other. You think that Biafra is going to be like any other stupid African country. Useless that has no brain. That thing there is wearing a mask. And they know it. It's not Buhari. I challenge. Okay, if it's Buhari, why didn't Adeboye say something when he came out? He can't say anything. Because he knows it's not Buhari. Everybody with any gumption will know that there is no Buhari in Asorok. Only idiots believe that junk. Only idiots believe it. Somebody sent something to me which is very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. There are African migrants who are dying in Saudi Arabia. I'm sure that some of you have seen that because you have no shame, you have no class, you have no decency, you have no dignity. It is not news. The same thing cannot happen to white people. That is why they are better than us. That is why whites are always better than black people. Black people are dying in Saudi Arabia. Are you aware of that? in unbelievable conditions. But because collectively we have no shame. We have no shame. Black people don't have shame or pride. No shame. That is why such nonsense is befalling us. That is why it is befalling us. And that is why we must do something about it. We must do something about it. And that is why we are pursuing Biafra. And Biafra must come. Biafra must come. And you know why Biafra must come? Because of the nonsense in the zoo. Don't disqualify any candidate because they are not qualified to contest. Inspector General of Police is now doing the work of INEC and doing the work of the Senate and doing the work of the House of Reps. That is how useless the zoo is. That is how useless the Fulani is. That's the headline here. Don't disqualify candidates over qualification, according to the IG of Police. IG of Police of Fulani, Janjaweed. Do you understand the zoo now? Do you see why we cannot be part of this British-created jungle, zoological republic? Black people, your shame is shaming me, according to some people. That's what we are useless, honestly speaking. Blacks, fie, God forbid, black people, useless. There was somebody who wrote something. Saudi Arabia allowed, happily of course, I'm very glad, allowed a flight from Israel to land in UAE. They flew over Saudi airspace, according to Hanaya Naftali, which I'm reading here. Very, very great. It's wonderful news. I went to Israel and I appeared on Israeli television. I gave an interview. Some people went apoplectic. They went crazy. They lost their mind because I was in Israel. And I was trying to let them understand what we've known from the beginning, that Israel and Biafra are one. I keep saying it anytime, any day, anywhere. We are one people. And I said to him that this very union must last forever and ever. And this very, a few of them ganged up and started talking rubbish as usual. People talk nonsense because they cannot see. They're not visionaries. They cannot see beyond their front door. They cannot. We see things ahead, years ahead. Now, somebody said, now that Israel have made peace with UAE and flew over Saudi Arabia airspace, I hope that the idiots can now understand that we see far ahead more than anybody else. We are not boasting. It's not about any self-pride. No, it's what we know to be the truth. That we see what others can never see. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. So that is there. And it's a very good thing. And we are hoping that Saudi Arabia very, very soon we'll be able to make peace with Israel as well as the whole of the Arab world, because it's even in the Quran that the land of Israel belongs to the Jews. Nobody's disputing that very fact. It's in the Quran. Go there and you'll see it. Because the land was given to the people of the book. Given to the people of the book. And of course, Middle Belt is in a lot of mess. And the Kama is bringing all of them out. Kama is the Lord and wants to see the Janjaweed control the churches. And it will happen. They won't do anything. They're more preoccupied with their tithes and their private jets than to deal with the needs of their own people. Now listen. Somebody killed a herder in Kaduna and El Rufai has ordered the arrest of the teenager. But somebody can come to Enugu under the nose of Ugwanyi and kill and slaughter 22 people as a matter of fact. And nothing will happen. Nobody will call for the arrest of anybody. A Fulani headsman was killed. El Rufai, the midget of Kaduna, called for the arrest of the person. That tells you about leadership. Our people don't understand what leadership is all about. We must continue. The commissioning of uncompleted Enugu Airport is a nightmare for our people. And the man of the claim is a man of God have spoken. And the people are now saying that Southeast politicians are deceptive, they are criminals for agreeing to go to Enugu. Everybody is now writing the same thing. And Nnamdi Kanu, IPOB, has been telling you since 2012. They say he's insulting. He's insulting. The same useless online newspaper that said Nnamdi Kanu is insulting, insults people. Today, he said that it is a shame that Southeast politicians are complicit in the deception of Enugu Airport. We are always right, aren't we? Some people don't want to hear it, but it is the truth. We are always right. The time now is we are coming to near, I think it's 25 minutes nearly, past the top of the hour, past 9 p.m. in the land of Biafra. Please, very, very important. I wanted to say something about milk, but I'll discuss it on Sunday, please. Milk is very, very dangerous. I will tell you what they're doing to milk. It is everywhere. I want our people to understand this, please. I will use time to educate you on this very issue. And I want our people to go into animal husbandry to rear our traditional cows and goats, to get milk from it to distribute to our people, because the foreign milk that some of you are taking, believe you me, is contaminated. The same thing with cow meat from the north. I have to tell you the truth. And that is the fact. I will expand on this. Devil's milk, they call it. It causes illness. I will expand on this on Friday program and also on Monday. There is a YouTube link to go with it. But there are a few announcements I want to make this very evening and very, very important. Anybody who is in any position in IPOB is doing so because I said so. Any day we feel that you need some rest, you will be removed from where you are and placed somewhere else. But that is not the case this evening. I want to announce that Lady Chinyere Onwenyi, a very formidable lady in California, genuine people who are working as part of Awomwada, part of IPOB Women in the USA, very, very credible for me. I'm saying it now because I know they won't misbehave. I can tell you that they will not. They are responsible mothers, they will not. Lady Chinyere Onwenyi is our new IPOB liaison officer, the whole of the USA. And let me sound this note of caution. She is a full member of IPOB USA cabinet, with the special responsibility of overseeing the appointment and management of individual state liaison officers. If we have any state liaison officer at the moment, from this very second, you report to Lady Chinyere Onwenyi. Very, very important, please. She will be convening a special meeting of USA liaison officers where I will also participate. I will also address them. Very, very important. And any position you are given in IPOB, you are serving the people, you may not be required. After some time, that information will be conveyed to you. And if that happens, that is the end of the case. All this zoo behavior of once you're relieved of your position, you start talking rubbish can no longer obtain in IPOB. Never, ever, ever. This evening, Lady Chinyere Onwenyi is our new IPOB liaison officer. She is a member of USA cabinet, which means that the USA national coordinator must involve her in every cabinet meeting, in every cabinet decision in the USA. She has the sole responsibility for all our liaison officers across the USA. I thank all of you for listening this very evening. The whole world is reverberating because our truth is timeless and it is endless. As long as we live, as long as Biafra exists, we must preach this very gospel in truth and every honesty. I thank all of you for listening this very evening. And as always, with great love in my heart, I proclaim unequivocally that Biafra is our religion. Here on radio, Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Tukokika Biama is our God. From me, from here, good evening.